In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sunday in the octave of the Nativity anticipates in the Gospel of Mass the revelation of the Savior to the old Simeon. The prophecy of Simeon retells us the necessary links in God's plan between the manger of the Nativity in Bethlehem and the cross on the Mount Calvary. The tradition continues the parallel between the joyful mystery of the Nativity and the sorrowful mystery of the Passion and Death of the Lord. From the wooden manger to the wooden cross, the child is wrapped in the cloth like a fresh bread and will be unwrapped just before the soldier will attach him to the cross. The medieval commentators of the liturgy continue forward this comparison with the rites of Mass we inherited from tradition. On the altar, which is the cross, covered by the altar clothes, the Savior is made present in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. The redemptive incarnation is present to us. Let us go back to Simeon and Anna in the temple. These two holy old people had waited faithfully the Messiah promised to Israel. When they saw him, they did not restrain themselves because of human respect. In a postmodern society, they would be considered scary. Although the great things they said about the child are told with great peace, we look at Calvary, but with the quiet joy of nativity. Simeon blessed them prior to tell the prophecies. Anna was a soul of fast and prayers. Waiting for Christ, these two figures are not afraid to tell the great things about the Savior, even his passion, the sign of contradiction he will be. They lived in a time of great corruption. The authority of the prince was held by the cruel Herod, puppet of a foreign power. The priests of the temple were clients of this king. Their personal religious beliefs were influenced by 2,000 years of Hellenistic syncretism. So they ended to follow the opinion of the world. The Sadducees did not even believe in the spirituality of the soul and life everlasting. Their opponents, the Pharisees, were respected for their rigorism among the people. Although, by the time of Christ, they corrupted the way of their tradition into personal traditions. It was in this world, waiting for the Savior in need of redemption, but so far from him, that the Lord had to come and be a sign of contradiction. The virtue of Simeon and Anna we will imitate in this Christmastide is the peace of the soul that is necessary for discernment and action in docility to the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was when the fortress of the soul is overwhelmed by the threats of the world and the flesh that the war is lost. In looking to the similarities of our time with the time of the Savior in the Roman province of Palestine, we see the words and deeds of these first witnesses of the redemptive incarnation an example to follow. The contemporary and trendy thoughts and philosophies, the prevalent opinions, not only corrupt the common good of society, but distract many faithful and shepherds of the Church of Christ. In this situation, we look for what is useful for our salvation and avoid what is distraction. By distraction, I do not mean what gives a just rest of the body and mind, but what is a detour, a wrong direction in our journey to heaven. May the Divine Child keep in us the virtue and spirit of adoration, sanctity of the family life, and offering of the simple actions of our duties of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.